Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is starting the first day of his third term in office. He beat his rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in an election runoff on Sunday. He won more than 52% of the vote. It's been described as one of the most important in decades. His rival Kılıçdaroğlu got 48%. Let's go to Sinem Kostyoğlu, who's live for us in Istanbul, in a neighbourhood with Syrian refugees. Sinem, do people there think Erdogan is going to keep his campaign promises, which were about repatriating Syrian refugees back home?
Well, Malin, this neighbourhood called Fatih, one of the historical neighbourhoods of Istanbul, is the primary initial location Syrian refugees came when they started to flee to Turkey from the civil war in Syria, starting from 2011. And where I'm standing used to be an old bazaar, even decades ago, for many Turkish residents living here. Now, most of the shops here are owned by the Syrians. They are usually entrepreneurs, they are tradesmen. And they, when they settle in a neighborhood, they like to create their own shopping areas or business centers, let me say. Yes, in Turkey, the Syrian refugees are not able to buy properties. And after staying here for 5 years, they are eligible to apply for Turkish passports, Turkish citizenship. And most of them do support President Erdogan, but they have been very unhappy about the far-right nationalist discourse that have been calling to repatriate them, send them back to their homes for the last 1.5 years. And that sentiment was actually first provoked and promoted by Victory Party leader Ümit Özdağ, who had aligned with Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu for the second round after their candidate allied with President Erdogan. I must say that they are not happy. But of course, for the Syrians who received Turkish citizenship, it is not possible to go back. If they want to stay, they will be staying. They cannot. Ankara cannot rip off their citizenship. Yesterday, when Erdogan was delivering his balcony speech, he mentioned that so far 600,000 Syrian refugees voluntarily returned to their homes to areas that are controlled by the opposition, backed by the Turkish military, mainly in northern Syria. And he said Turkey and Qatar made a deal, signed a deal, and they will be creating a safe environment, a housing area for the Syrian refugees who want to return. And within the first couple of years, Ankara promises to send back at least 1 million Syrian refugees back to their homes. Will it be possible? We don't know, because for them, for a safe return, there should be peace, there shouldn't be any bombings, they should be totally assured by the Damascus government as well. But of course, Syrians are not happy being at the center of an election campaign that promises to send them all back, Malin.
Sinem, and what can we expect from President Erdogan now on the international stage?
Well, President Erdogan once promised for an accession to the EU, and for that, achieving all the necessary reforms asked by the European Union, now, in a way, turned its back to West. I mean, they comprehend he turned his back, but this is also his strategic partnership with Russia in Syria, in Libya, in Karabakh. That's why it seems Ankara is split between West, between NATO and Russia. And many of his critics and the opposition party has promised that if they had come to power, they would be aligning, they will be turning their faces back to Europe. But of course, President Erdogan never leaves aligning with Europe either. But definitely he will continue for an independent defense industry trend that provides Turkey new warships, local-produced warships, local-produced drones, local-produced helicopters and planes. So this will definitely continue. His Trans-Caspian and Turkic states alliance will continue. But he will need to hedge the regional geographical risks with the economic risk that he's facing right now. like the skyrocketing inflation in the country. Malin?
Thank you for that. Sinem Kusyolu there for us live in Istanbul.